I don't know why I still get so nervous before these things, but hello, it is Sunday, and several of you have pointed out that Sunday seems to be the day that I record. I don't know why it works out that way, but, here I am again. So, I've had several requests, I guess, or recommendations, and I'm gonna try to remember to do those things tonight, and I apologize if I forget. I don't really plan anything, so. Okay, so, let me get situated. If you've listened to any of my other stuff, you'll probably have a good idea of what I'm wearing. Always have the knee-high black socks on. And I still have my panties on because I'm not sure exactly what I want to do. I have a gray thin thermal shirt on and my bra underneath. And at the moment, I've just got my bare legs pressed together. sorry, I don't know why I'm so nervous. Jesus. I also took my hair down, which I don't normally do. I don't think I talk about my hair usually, but it's loose tonight because I'm thinking that I might want to pull it a little bit. So I figured it would make more sense to put it down. Okay. I think I'm embarrassed because of the last audio that I posted. Okay, give me one sec. I gotta get my giggles out and stuff, and then I'll be right with you. First thing I'm gonna do is just gently touch and kind of scratch almost, like very lightly with my fingernails, on my ribs, because I am a big fan of touching my ribs. They're very sensitive, very ticklish. I'm just kind of going back and forth across both sides of my ribs and my stomach in between. I've pulled up one side of my shirt over one of my tits, and I've still got my bra on. And I'm just kind of grabbing and squeezing through my bra. It's like great and awful in the same way. Because my tits are so big, I have to wear like pretty structured bras. So I like can't pinch my nipple through it. I'm trying. But I also like that, you know? It's kind of like delay or denial, but I am really enjoying the part that I can. I've got my legs down now from when I was touching my ribs, and I'm kind of just like pushing my ass into the bed and slowly rocking my hips. I still have my thighs pressed together. Okay, I'm gonna pull my shirt the rest of the way up. If you listened before, you know that's like a favorite. And I'm gonna go. Oh wait, actually, I might need to actually take off my bra, because a couple of you had a genius fucking suggestion that I have forgotten about, of like putting my mouth on my nipples. I don't know why I haven't done that in so long. So I actually think I'm gonna need to take off my bra because it's very in the way. So I'm so sorry to make you wait 1 second. I'm gonna put my shirt back on, partially because it's freezing in here, and partially because I'm just a huge fucking fan of pushing clothing up or down or to the side, so, you know, gotta do what you love. Okay, I'm putting my shirt back on. Sorry if me picking up and putting down the phone, made a lot of noise. Okay, so I've got my tits fully out now, and I believe I'll be able to get to them. One of you specifically asked for more of a description of them. Without getting into too much detail, I have this thing that makes my skin like extra soft. It's like one of the symptoms. So they're incredibly soft. Probably one of the softest parts of my body. By the way, I'm just kind of gripping and kneading one of them right now. So they're very soft. They're very big, like to the point where it's, you know, it's a lot. I'm self-conscious about it, but yeah, so they're like between triple D and G depending on the bra. Sorry, it's hard to think. I actually have two little moles right next to one of my nipples. It's always been an identifiable feature. And my nipples themselves, the areola is probably like, I don't know, the size of an American silver dollar. Sorry. Sorry, I was rolling one of my nipples, and anyway, that's the size of the areola, and my nipple itself, they're actually really cute. They're like the size of a little bigger than a pencil eraser. And they're like pinkish brown, I guess. And get a little bit, you know, smaller and tighter when they're hard or cold. And they're really, really responsive to just like thought and reading something or seeing something, so they'll often get really hard, and I'm kind of glad the bra I have you can't really see because it's so structured, because that would be embarrassing in public. So I'm just kind of pinching and rolling each nipple between my fingers back and forth. And I'm gonna go ahead and give a try to what a few of you have suggested. So sorry if you hate mouth sounds, you might wanna skip ahead. All right, let's see what I can do. Haven't I been doing that? I feel like an idiot. Jesus. feels really fucking good. And it's very easy to imagine you being here and, you know, being the mouth that's on them, which I really enjoy. Biting is also very nice. I've got my knees back up again because I'm pressing my thighs together very hard. And I am shaking because I shake and I don't know why. Like super carried away with that. Okay, switching hands because I'm gonna need this hand soon. I'm gonna do that thing that I really, really like to do with my tits where I just kind of sweep down from right under the armpit, under the underside, and come up between them and just like grab along the way. I hope you can picture what I'm talking about. And I just use my thumb and forefinger at the very end to just kind of like with medium pressure do a quick pinch when I'm going back to the start. Okay. Going to the other one. Like, this gets me so fucking incredibly worked up, and part of me hates that I do it so long, because I'm just fucking dying to be touching my pussy, but I'm also very much into, like, denial, delay's not a word, delaying, and like teasing, so I try to do it myself. Don't make fun of me for that. My brain is not on. Okay. Alright, I'm going a lot fucking harder on my nipples and pinching and like lifting up my whole breast by them. I do this weird thing that I'm sure other people do, but I've not seen, where you grab the nipple, pinch it, pull it up, so you're holding your whole breast, and then, like, shake your breast. I don't know how much longer I can just do this. Okay, I'm gonna suck on my nipples one more time, and then I just gotta, I gotta touch my pussy, like, it's fucking killing me. Okay, fuck, I can't. I have options. I guess before I do that, I'm gonna put on these, like, nipple suction things that I have. I don't know how to describe them. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. Come in, like, a little, like, almost contact case. That I can't open with one hand. One sec. Okay. Sorry about the like staticky audio for me having to sit on the phone. Yeah, so they're just these little clear like silicone, you can hear it, things. I'm pinching it. And I lick the suctiony part to get a better grip. And then you squeeze and put it over your nipple and let go. It just kind of, I think, brings the blood there. They're kind of like clamps, but feel a little bit different. And I'm going to do the other one. And put it over my nipple, squeeze. Let go. They look stupid, but they feel really good. So, okay. I'm spreading my legs and getting situated. And still have my panties on. And I'm just tracing my middle finger up and down over my pussy. Just like incredibly lightly. And I actually kind of forgot I have the Benoit balls in from earlier, and I can feel the little thing to get them out. So I think, sorry about my voice tonight, I think I'm getting sick. I think I'm gonna take those out because I'm gonna need access. So I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but maybe we'll try. Incredibly fucking wet, and somehow my panties are wet through them, which I don't get. Okay, so I'm still over my panties using the whole of like all of my fingers and just going up and down, kind of pushing in when I get near my like actual cunt. Getting my panties nice and wet. I'm a big fan of the way that looks, and like what it implies. Just kind of writing my hand now. I should go under my panties. I don't want to like use up all my wetness. I'm still just going up and down, but kind of in like bigger circles. I haven't put anything inside me yet. Okay, I'm gonna take my panties off. They're actually annoying me. I wish you could see. I love pulling my panties down just like a little bit so you can just see the top of my pussy, but leaving them like on the side of my legs. I believe one or maybe two of you have gotten a picture of that. So if you have, imagine. I'm going to. What am I going to do? I think I'm gonna take my dildo and I'm gonna spread open as wide as I can for you. So I have my knees bent to the side and my feet together and just running the tip of your dick up and down over my clit and just brushing against my cunt. Because I know how much you like to tease me and how much I fucking fucking love it. Favorite part. I have tip of your dick just fucking like resting with no pressure right at the fucking entrance of my cunt, and I'm rocking my hips against it, and you won't fucking fuck me because you fucking decide when you're gonna fuck me. On me. Oh, please, Flora. I want to go fast so fucking bad. But I think I need to go slower. Okay. Okay, fuck. Oh god, fuck. I'm fucking completely tightened. It, so not only is it kind of hard to get in, but it feels so fucking good when the tip comes out. Sorry for not talking. I'm taking turns between just holding it in as far as I can. Just fucking pushing on it, rocking my hips, and then suddenly fucking pulling it out. Oh, fuck. Oh, god, fuck. Oh, oh god. Okay, fuck. The noise you can hear is... like the head popping out of me at the very end, because I'm really fucking tightened on it. It kind of hurts, but like in the best way. It doesn't really hurt. It's kind of uncomfortable, I guess. But I'm all for that. Okay, I'm like actually kind of on my side. Oh fuck, my hair! I forgot. All right, Hold on, I'm gonna push this in as far as I can, try to hold it. I'm mostly on my side now. One of my tits is up in the air, and the rest of me is just kind of on the side. I hope you can picture that. I've got a big fucking cock pressed all the way in me, and it's just fucking staying there. And I'm just rocking against it while I grab the tit that's up. And I'm gonna take the suction thing off because I want to be able to touch my nipples. So it might hurt because it's on really, really, really strong. So. Fuck. Let me fuck you. Fuck you for a little bit. You don't have to do fucking anything. Just fucking use my pussy. Your fucking hands in my hair, and you're pulling my head back. My whole fucking throat is exposed, and it's making me arch my back, but I'm still fucking riding you. Close there. I'm gonna take a quick sip of something. Okay. I'm really tempted. Hold on, I'm gonna take off this other suction guy because it's annoying that I don't have both. Shit, fuck. Okay, that one hurt. So I'm just gonna massage that nipple for a second to get the blood flowing where it should be. I wish you could see me right now. I'm still like a tiny bit turned on my side, but I have one leg up and like my knees up, and the other one is splayed out to the side over the edge of my bed, and my pussy's just fucking wide open, and I've just got my dildo all the way in. And, if I liked these kind of pictures of myself, I think I'd fucking love this. I think it looks probably really great from below. That was so embarrassing. I think I was saying something before, but I'm trying to remember. I'm just slowly fucking myself. loosen up a little bit, but fuck, my cunt haunts you so bad. It's just tightened down like the whole way. I had to stop for a sec. What I was considering was trying to get on my knees with my chest on the bed. I'm a little worried about all the muffled, horrible noises that the phone will make when I put down the phone. Sorry, I can't talk. I think I'm gonna try it. I sincerely apologize. My hand just, like, cannot stay away from this. I sincerely apologize if there's a little bit of muffling noises, but I'm really interested in trying it, so I'm gonna do that in just one sec. Okay, I managed to loosen up a tiny bit. Fuck, okay, I gotta stop. Okay. I'm gonna set my phone down. And hopefully it's not the loudest goddamn thing in the world. And hopefully the audio is still okay. So, sorry, plug your ears for a sec. Of course, that's my, my flavored seltzer can. Sorry. Alright. Okay. On. Jesus. So, what? The dildo just fucking popped out. Okay. So, let me get situated. Okay, let's try that again. on my hands, well, not hands and knees, like my elbows and knees. And I still got my shirt pulled up. I'm tucking it kind of into itself so my nipples can brush on the bed when I move. And I have my ass up in the air and my face just barely on a pillow. This is my favorite, my favorite position is having my, head and chest held down in a pillow, but I don't have the hands for that. But I absolutely love the way this looks from behind, and I just feel really fucking sexy in this position. So I'm just gonna sit in it for a tiny bit before I start, because I'm thoroughly enjoying imagining you behind me, just looking at my fucking wet pussy. Sorry. It's hard to say out loud, but I really do wish you could see it. And also, fuck me from back there, so I'm gonna take a sec and put my hand down and just finger myself for a minute with my head down on the mattress. Just picturing that it's your hand from behind instead of mine. Just fucking taking control and deciding how good it feels. Oh, fuck yes. My nipples are, fuck yes. My nipples are brushing on the mattress. It feels so fucking good. Okay, fuck, I'm gonna cut my phone, cut if I keep doing that. Okay, fuck. Alright, I'm hoping that you'll be able to hear some audio from my fucking fucking soaked pussy. But if you can't, I'll change positions back in a minute so you can, because I know a lot of you are like that. So I'm going to reach behind me and put you inside of me. And you're just gonna fucking take me. You're gonna do whatever you want. Oh God. You're gonna do whatever you want with this pussy because it's fucking yours. Oh God. Fuck. Okay. I had to get up on my knees because I can't get enough leverage that I need. Hopefully you can actually hear better. I'm just fucking spread eagle. Oh, I was spread eagle on the bed. I'm not spread eagle, my leg is spread on top of you, and you grab my fucking hips, pin me there, and you just fucking me as hard as you want. I had to flip over because my hand hurt. Use your fucking pussy, sir. Fuck, just use it. Fuck. Oh, God. Switching hands. Come for you, sir, please. Please. I don't want to come for you. I had to, like, flip over on my side and pin my hand in place. It has a fucking mind of its own. And I still have your dick in me. Since this is your pussy, You can stay in me as long as you like, and I'm not gonna complain. I love feeling like, I don't know how to explain it, like you belong in me, I guess. I hope that makes some sense. Sorry, my brain is not working. Gently rubbing around my clit, and I'm trying to figure out whether I want to do. I can probably hear it. Oh no, I could a second ago. I'm trying to figure out. Whether I want to do more of what I did last time, like put my panties back on and pin a vibrator to me, because I really fucking enjoyed that. Or if I want to just, like, just go for it. Also, I'm, massaging and manhandling my tits. And they're so bruised from all of you guys. But I actually really fucking love that. I love seeing it. Because I know that I was fucked properly. And I'm very proud of that. I just want to be a really fucking good girl for you. I think most of the time that I am. I have to find something that's gonna keep these fucking toys in me more intense. I think I am gonna put panties back on and try, I guess, like, edging or orgasm control, whatever you want to call it, again, because I thoroughly fucking enjoyed that. So unfortunately I will have to put you down again. I'm so sorry. One sec, close your ears. Okay, it should be okay for the moment until I pick you back up. By the way, the panties that I have are not super sexy, they're just bikini cut, like deep purple. Purple's my favorite color. So, not like crazy thongs or anything. Sorry. I'm just like a normal person. So, raise my ass up. Alright, I have those back on, and I'm gonna pick you up again. Warning. Okay. And I have my favorite vibrator that is running out of batteries and won't recharge well anymore, and that sucks. But still better than the other shitty one I have. And I'm tucking. I think I described it last time. It has an outside ring that vibrates like right around your clit, and that's fucking amazing. So I'm gonna turn it on. I think I'm gonna find one of the like one of the like pulsing settings, because they're incredibly frustrating. All right, I gotta get through the fast speeds first. Okay. Find the one that's most torturous. It might be the same one as last time. We'll see. Yeah, it's that fucking setting, man. Jesus. Right, I think I have to take my dildo out, because it's gonna make horrible noises rubbing against it. It's not quite situated yet, so it's not that distracting. But what is how fucking wet my dildo is, and I think I'm gonna clean it with my mouth. Hmm. anxious with you kneeling over me. Fuck. To imagine that this is your fucking cock in my face instead of this stupid fucking toy. And I'm gonna rub just the head along my lips and just the very tip of my tongue. I guess that is situated okay. My ass is in the air and my legs are fucking shaking. But I'm gonna lick the underside of your dick. Slowly. And then drag it down across my chin. While I look you in the eye. And just take the very head in my mouth. Somewhat gently. Not too gently, but not too firmly yet. Very hard to focus on both things. God. I'm imagining it's your hand in my panties instead. And the way I'm set up, yeah, you would be. You'd be on your knees on my right side. And your cock is in my fucking face. And your hand is down my panties. And you're just deciding how long you're gonna make me fucking wait. Mm. One of you spoke earlier about rubbing the head of your dick on my nipples. So I'm doing that after I get it nice and fucking wet. It feels really good, but I'm actually really enjoying the visual of it more than even than that. I'm gonna have to change the settings soon if I can't fucking take it. I'm gonna suck out and bite my nipples just a tiny. A bit more, and I hope that it'll push me over the edge on this setting, but I feel like this. God damn it. I feel like this setting was specifically made to fucking torture me, so not super helpful. Mouth noises if you don't like those. Fuck. God, fuck, I'm so fucking close. I'm so fucking close. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. God, I'm right fucking in. Come on. Oh, God, I'm not fucking touching it, so I'm just bringing my knees up and down trying to find, like... the tiniest bit more pressure. God damn it. Okay, God, I'm gonna change it to the next one. I don't know what it is. Hopefully it's better. But it, oh god, the pattern is like getting fuck. Oh god, it's like you're fucking licking my clit. God, I want your fucking head between my legs. It would be so much softer and wetter and warmer. Trying to move my legs. Find a better pressure point without touching it. It's like every time the pattern changes, I get close on the other pattern and then it changes and I have to work my way back up again. Oh, God, fuck. I can't take this on that much longer. God, it's like two or three bursts away from it. Oh, God. Making me come and it just fucking won't do it. It's fucking torture. Like, oh, in the best way, but God. I'm just like grabbing my tits and fucking squeezing them to try to like. Rocking my hips, but it's actually making it harder because it's not consistent pressure. Oh, fuck, okay. I have to change it. This is so bad, but like not in a bad way. I gotta take a drink, sorry. Oh, fuck, I wonder actually if I pull my hair. I wonder if the next time I get close, if I pull my hair, if it'll. If it, maybe. Okay, I'm getting like a big lock of my hair, and I'm twisting it up before I pull it, so I don't like really hurt myself. Oh God, no! Come on, I need to pin my legs the right way. Decide if it's too much or just fucking right. I think I'm gonna fucking come for you. Oh fuck yes, I'm gonna fucking come for you. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you so fucking hard. I'm pinching and pulling on my nipples. Oh, fuck. Sorry if you hear the phone shaking. My whole fucking arm is shaking. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Let me come on, comfort you. I'm so fucking hard for you. Right there, right there, right there, right there. Start pulling it back. It's gonna come for you, sir. Please, I can't. Oh, thank you. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck, it's so sensitive. Fuck. Between, fucking amazing every time the whole long one comes on, and like, just like a tiny bit too sensitive. But I know if you keep fingering me, I can come again, and I trust you to find that line between. Feeling fucking amazing and being too much and I'm right on it. God. Oh God. I think I'm gonna take a tiny break from that. But I'm so, my gun is still just fucking pulsing and quivering and tightening, and I'm gonna take the opportunity, because I'm fucking greedy, to just push my panties to the side, because I still need them on later. I wish you could see that. I fucking love that. And I'm gonna let you fuck me hard and come that way while I let my clit rest a little bit. And I'm also realizing this is probably already super long, but I know some of you like that, so maybe I'll try to record a shorter one later tonight. I don't know, I'm rambling. Okay, same thing. I have your nice fucking wide dick just set right at the entrance of my cunt, and I'm trying to push down on the bed to push you in me, but you know better. You won't let me, because you know I fucking love this no matter what my body is trying to do. And then I think this time, instead of shoving you all the way in, I'm gonna just really fucking slowly. Oh, God. Fuck. Really slowly, let you enter me. God, why does that feel so fucking good? Oh, Jesus. I'm usually not that big a fan, but something way about, I don't know if it's how wet I am or how like swollen my cunt is from the hard fucking earlier. But you're almost like catching and then just kind of going forward like all at once, but in tiny increments, and it feels fucking amazing. Oh, fuck yes. Okay, I got impatient. The last like 2 inches, I just shoved you in. Sorry. I've got one leg up in the air and one to the side, same as before. And you're all the way in me. God, I can like almost see. I can like almost see you over me with your hands on either side. And you're just fucking making me look you in the eye. And just holding here. Then you pull out. You're angled down, like towards my tailbone, just hitting that part of my pussy, and it feels so fucking good. Oh god. It's really, really hard for me to tell sometimes. This is my G-spot, or the spot that makes me fucking squirt, but it's one of the two. Oh god. My head's like up in the air, and my back is curved. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come, please, let me come. Oh, fuck, it's too much, it's too much, it's too much, it's too much. Stop. Sorry, I can think. it was the spot that makes me squirt, if anyone was curious. So, I don't know that much. Maybe they're the same fucking thing. And at the end, it just got to be like a little bit too intense, which is insane for me. So, I'm doing that thing that I do when I get protective of my pussy, and I just flip on the side and clamp my legs closed. But I can tell from below it would be a very appealing image because I've got my panties to the side and my ass, one of my ass cheeks is out. And I've got a big old fucking fake cock in me sticking out. And I like the image a lot. So I'm super fucking clamped down on this thing. And it can be a little bit hard to take out sometimes when I can't relax. So we're gonna see how that goes. Okay. Not that bad this time, I guess. I need to see how long this is, God. Oh my god, fuck. An hour and 11 minutes. Okay. I'm gonna try to make it quick. I just like can't fucking stop when I get started. It's ridiculous. It's fucking stupid. I'm gonna put my clamps on first. I'm so happy I got smart and started setting things up next to me before I record. Okay, so I'm gonna lick my fingers just a tiny bit. And I'm going to just kind of use them to, describe it like a pinching motion. But they're too wet to actually pinch against my nipples, so they just kind of like have a little bit of pressure and then slide off at the very end. And then as they get drier, I can pinch them harder, and that helps them get nice and hard for the clamps. So sorry if you can't hear me, I'm probably being really, really quiet. Fuck, okay. Okay, all right, nipple is ready. So I'm gonna clamp it. If none of you have ever worn clamps, they're not that painful going on usually. But the longer you leave them on, I'm not gonna say the worse they get when they come off, because I don't dislike it at all. But the more painful they are when they come off. So, all right, I'm gonna do the same thing to my left nipple. So think about that end. Slip off over maybe my nipple itself. And now they're getting drier, so I can't do it. But I can pinch her harder, which also feels really fucking good. Just gonna roll this one a little bit because it's probably my favorite thing. Okay, I got carried away. I was twisting it. Okay. Clamp on, left one. Feels really fucking good. Okay. Thought I was gonna be quick about this. All right, and I'm gonna use a vibrator again, I think. But on like a setting that's not gonna fucking torture me forever. Sorry if you heard my dog in the other room. I forgot what I was gonna say. So I'm just gonna turn that on and get it situated. God, my pussy's so fucking swollen. I have to like spread eagle to get it properly on my clit. I'm just like so fucking turned on, and I also fuck myself really hard. Okay. It's just the first setting, which is just a really low, constant vibration on that circle that I was talking about. This thing has, I guess, like a fake little tongue thing in the middle, but I've never liked it. It's too intense. It's like I don't like stuff generally like right on my clit. I love it around it. So I'm gonna see if I can get this situated in my panties so I can use my other hand to pull the chain on my nipple clamps when I want to. Because my other hand is holding the phone. Okay, all right. I'm gonna see what's like hands off. Yep, I gotta put my legs up. All right. Oh god, yeah, okay. And I'm gonna turn it up to the medium setting. I had four. don't know if you ever get this, but sometimes when I'm close, my hands just like grab whatever, and so I'm just sitting here grabbing my thighs really, really hard. Like my hands need to do something, but I want to keep it off of this because I want to imagine that you're the one controlling it, but you're not fucking teasing me this time because you just want me to come for you. My whole lower body is tense. It's shaking. Fuck, come on. I still have one higher setting in case I need it. Oh god, I think I do. I hate using it because I want there to be one more after in case. God, my cunt is tightening up so fucking hard. I can feel it building. Oh god, my hand is shaking with the phone so hard. I'm so sorry. Oh god, no, I don't want to turn it into this. Okay, fuck, I'm gonna hold it and I'm gonna push it rhythmically against my clit as well. Oh, fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes. Fuck. And I'm doing the movement part in little circles, fuck. My hips are pushing further and further into the air. Fuck. Just fuck me hard. Just fuck me hard. Make me come. Fuck me hard. Make me come for you. Please. 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 I'm so fucking close. I'm so fucking close. God, this is little almost orgasm right there. Fuck, okay, fine. Oh god. God. Wait, please make me fucking come. Please make me come, please. Please. I've been so fucking good. I'm a good girl for you, please. Okay, fuck, thank you. I'm coming for you, fuck. Thank you, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh god damn. Oh fuck. I think I mentioned this before in some other recording, but after I come from using my clit, I like to leave, if it's a vibrator, I like to leave it on and just slightly away from my clit itself, and like resting on my pussy lips. And then I just kind of let myself, let my clit, like, push up against it for a split second. Fuck. Okay, fuck, at the beginning, sometimes it's really sensitive. But after a little bit, it feels so fucking good. Oh, god. About the nipple clamps. Oh, I'm gonna pull them off when I come this time. Oh, fuck you. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Yeah, right there. Right there. Right there. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Don't stop. Don't move. Don't move. Oh, God, my toes are so fucking tense. I've got. I've got one foot. This is. Push all the way out, and my toes are pointed, and the other one, they're just fucking flexed. Ah, it kind of hurts. I need to relax them. It's perfect fucking spot. Jesus Christ. God, just imagine your thumb pressed there and just fucking holding it. I feel it. I'm gonna come fucking hard. Oh, God, I hope it's not too fucking much. God, your fucking hand on my pussy. Fuck. Oh my God. I can't just decide between pulling off the clamps when I come, or putting my hand in and grabbing my pelvic bone, because I fucking love them both. I wish I had more free hands. You fuck. You fucking own this pussy. Come on, make it come for you, please. Please. Please survive. Please. I'm right on the edge. Please fucking push me over the edge, please. I'm gonna come for you, fuck. Please. I'm gonna come for you, please. 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 Holding it, literally, just barely touching my outer lips. Fuck. Oh my God, I forgot to do both. Fuck, okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna get another chance. I find that after I come with my clit the first time, it gets way easier and way quicker. To come again. I think that's why I get so caught up in these. It's just like so much easier. Oh. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck my clits. Slow with your fucking thumb. There's this weird fight going on between my hips and my hand. My hips are like pushing away into the bed because it's almost too sensitive, but my hand wants me to fucking come, and it's just following. It's just following it. It's like I'm not thinking about doing it. It's just it's weird dichotomy. Are starting to hurt. Huh. I guess that's what I get for being so fucking needy, Jesus. It's also weird, the more I come with my clit, like the higher up the like best spots feel. It's really hard to explain, but like part of your clit that goes under your skin up towards like the top of your pussy when you get super fucking turned on, and it's, you know, stiff under there and you can feel it, like that part gets way more sensitive. So right now I have the vibrator like basically right at the top, and I find that fuck. Fuck, what was I saying? Fuck. I find that those orgasms feel different to me in a weird way. I can't explain. Okay, yeah, fuck me hard. Fuck me hard, fuck me hard, fuck me hard. Just make me fucking comfort you. Just make me, just fucking make me, just follow my fucking hips around. I don't fucking care, I don't fucking care, just make me. I don't care if it's too sensitive, I don't fucking care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Oh, God. I don't know how to explain what I'm doing with my hips to you, but, like, bouncing up and down on the bed, but not towards the ceiling and the floor, but like towards the head and the foot. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yes, I know you know how to do it better. Fuck, I know. I know. I know, I'm trying to run away, I know, you're gonna let me get away, I know. Chase me around. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you, please. God damn. Oh. Jesus Christ. Oh God, I gotta turn that off. Oh my God. Whew, okay. Sorry about the heavy breathing. I'm sure it's very annoying in the microphone. Jeez, I gotta massage my tits. Fuck. No idea how long this we're on for. Youch. Jesus. I mean, not in a bad way, but my God. Was not expecting that. I do also apologize. Whew, I'm gonna switch hands. My other hand's like locking up. Ah. Fuck. Okay. I do also apologize if there's a ton of noise during the last two, but the last one in particular, I was like chasing myself, I guess, around my bed. So I'm like over on the opposite side of the bed now. So I don't know. There's only one blanket here this time, you guys, and it wasn't near me originally. So I don't know if it's really noisy, but if it is, I apologize. I think just before I go, I'm going to have to switch my hands again, check and see just how much fucking cum and wetness is in my pussy, because I feel like it's probably a lot. So, I mean, especially with the fucking squirting, like, Jesus Christ, I'm so glad I put a towel down in case. Trying to think of the best way to do it that's not just gonna make me fuck myself again. I guess my fingers. I guess I'm gonna spread. I still have my panties on. God, they're annoying me. And I'm gonna put you down there and put my fingers in and see what you can hear. So, enjoy. I'm doing that pelvic bone thing. If you haven't heard my audios before, my favorite thing in the world is for a guy, ideally, to put like as many fingers in me as he can, and put his thumb like up on the top of my pussy or my clit, and use his inside fingers to just pull up on my pelvic bone. And just have control of where my pussy goes. It's very powerful to me, and I think that is what I find most appealing. It's not nearly as rewarding when I do it myself, but it reminds me of it, so but it's tiring my hand, so I'm just gonna put you back down for a sec. That's me. I've got two fingers in because I'm incredibly swollen. I think most of that is just from being super fucking horny, but some of it might be from the hard fucking that I did. That feels fucking amazing inside me, though, honestly. It's so, like, soft, I think is my favorite part. It's so soft, like, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about, but I fucking love it. And it's very wet. And I'm making that, what a lot of us call that come hither motion. Like you would do with your first finger if you wanted someone to come over. And that's probably what you're about to hear. Okay, fuck, I gotta stop. It is ridiculous. I'm gonna go again. And I don't know if my body should do that. And this is also so long. So the last thing I'm gonna do, because I'm fucking weird and I like to do it, is put my fingers, to my fingers as far in me as I can. Usually reach this part, like on the belly side, the belly button side. I believe that's called the anterior wall, for those of you who want to know, towards the very back by my cervix. But it's really fucking soft and squishy. Okay, fuck. Okay. I just ripped my hand out, and I'm gonna be fucking weird and pretend that I'm looking right at you. And you're telling me to keep eye contact on you and clean myself off. So I'm gonna do that. I hope you don't mind mouth noises. Alright, they're clean, sir. I'm gonna go. And I hope you all have had a wonderful time, and have an excellent evening or day, wherever you may be. Let me know. If it weren't this long, I'd stay and chat a little bit longer, because I don't know if some of you like that. I do. But I'm imagining when I turn on my phone screen, it's going to say this is like an hour and a half long. I'm actually kind of dreading the response I'm going to get. So I'm going to go drink some fucking peach seltzer and relax. So, all right. I'm turn on my phone screen. Sorry if you hear that. Okay. Oh my God, it's an hour and 40 minutes. No. Jesus. Oh my God. I don't even know if I should post it. Maybe I should just send it to people I know, like, long audio. I have to say. Sorry for my ugly laugh. Oh no, I'm gonna have to set like an egg timer, like a kitchen timer to go off at like 35 or 40 minutes. I can
not keep doing this. They're just gonna end up being like 3 hours. That's not okay. Okay, fuck. I'm crying. Okay, I gotta go. All right. Kisses to you all, and for those of you who get this sign off, bye.